I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's bring in Fred McLeod as we head here towards the All-Star break as well, too. He is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hey, Fred, how are you?
Boys, how you doing?
Hi, Fred.
Crazy as usual. That's what we do around here. It's been a very contentious day on the radio. But
it's been feisty, else, Fred.
It's been feisty Wednesday today. Although I don't have anything.
Really?
Yeah, nothing feisty about.
Weird.
Nothing feisty about the Cavaliers. Nothing feisty. Give me your All-Star game midway report on this team and where you think they're heading right now, because we all know it's a rebuilding year. What are your thoughts on this team moving forward? What should the expectations be for the rest of the season?
Well, just getting healthy. You know, it's really been incomplete. And a lot of teams, including Brooklyn, coming in tonight, you know, been ravaged by injuries. But the Cavs have missed second most, you know, in the league behind Denver. You know, when you lose your five-time All-Star, just there's a spiral effect. And I think Exhibit A is, it's hard to, gauge the passing game of Colin Sexton without his main scoring option. So, you know, that's been tough on Colin. So, you know, at one point, obviously the Cavs were without four bigs. You know, with you take four bigs off any roster, and there's going to be a precipitous effect. So, we still don't know what this team looks like, and not only for this year, but moving into the future until we see all the pieces and parts on the floor. I mean, watching John Henson today shoot the ball, he got beautiful rotation on his shot, and most Cavalier fans don't even know what he looks like on the floor because he's been hurt with the thumb injury. So, and he can play. He's a proven commodity in this league as a starter and a guy coming off the bench. So it's just been tough to navigate these waters with such few players healthy. And but, you know, you're looking for development. Sorry to be long-winded. I don't want to go into the Bull and Fox show here, but but there's a lot to chew on. And, you know, I think Jetty's development has been terrific. You know, third best point jump in the league for an individual. So, you know, I like snippets of what I've seen and just got to get them healthy.
Fred, you know, one thing I think that's been tough for everybody is we've been in a mode for the last 4 years with LeBron where, okay, you don't need growth, you need victories. And
right.
And so everybody was geared toward victories, and they delivered. You know, the team came through. You don't go to the finals four straight years. And I think everybody had to change their thinking this year and try and realize this is a developmental year. But combine that with what you just talked about, with what I've talked about, that we haven't seen this team. It's been really tough because you don't really still have a feel for what might become of this group down the road, because a lot of them are under contract for next year.
Yeah, and it's interesting you say that, because obviously the last 4 years it was go for broke and win now. And I think a poster child example of that is Joe Harris. When he was traded to Orlando, you know, he had the fractured foot, they let him go. Cavs were in win mode now, and it wasn't even a blip on the radar screen when Joe was traded. Now he bounces back after being in the G League, comes back through the league, and look what a proven commodity he's become. And I'm really proud of Joe because he's, you know, was all about the right things here and did a great job. So, you know, now that's in development stage, and Brooklyn, tip your hat to them. They've done a great job with Dinwiddie and Joe Harris, and, you know, Lakers gave up D'Angelo Russell. So now the Cavs have an opportunity to do the same thing, to resurrect Brandon Knight, who, you know, I think physically – feels good. He just got to get the rust off and get his game reps back. And Marquise Chris, I think it was a heck of an addition. A 21-year-old big, are you kidding me? With athleticism, who, you know, I have full confidence the Cavs will grow this guy and get him back to where he was as a second team all rookie squad. So to me, that's the part that's the part that's exciting, developing young players. Not every team is going to have superstars. It's just there aren't enough to go around. What are they, 12, 15 in the league, and you got 30 teams? And in some cases, you know, they want to partner up together. So you've got to be able to develop and draft well. And I know Kobe Altman's and the front office staff is committed to it. And we got two first-round draft picks coming up. So to me, it's exciting. You can't do it right away. You know, Colin Sexton can't be a first-team All-NBA his first year. but I'm seeing growth in that young man. And so to me, it's exciting to watch these guys get better and better. And then over time, you grow with this group, and then you really get excited about and Brooklyn's a great example. I think they're going to make the playoffs, and they've been a great story. And nobody was predicting them in the playoffs in training camp. Spencer did what he did, and everybody laughed at him.
Yeah.
And look where they are right now. So it can happen.
Fred McLeod joining us. You can hear him calling play-by-play on Fox Sports Ohio with his buddy Austin Carr. You mentioned Colin Sexton, Fred, and guys now 20 years old. Not many guys at the age of 20 come into the NBA and are ready to play point guard. We'd all love to see him average 6, 7, 8 assists per game. However, you can't watch a guy who has scored 20 or more in 3 of his last 4 games and think there's not some real potential here to develop if you're patient and let him learn the game.
Absolutely. And again, you got to have more scorers around him. And the Cavs know that, and partly because of the injury situation, that's been a factor in all this. But what I like about him is he's got a great thirst to be great. He's got a terrific work ethic. He's about the right things. He's got a God-given speed and motor that not many guys have coming into this league. He's a blur. He's shooting the 3-ball at 40%, and none of the NBA scouts were predicting that going into the draft. So is he going to learn to see more and to feel more? Absolutely. But he's a voracious viewer of video, a guy who wants to get better. And you know, I think Brandon Knight will help him learn the craft. Deli has certainly helped him the way Deli sees the floor. So the creation of plays and seeing plays before they happen, that's the toughest part for any young point guard. And, that's going to happen in time because he wants it to happen. He wants to be great. And so he's all about the right things.
Fred McLeod joining us, of course, the voice of the Cavaliers on Fox Sports Ohio. Hey, tell me something about Larry Drew that most people don't know.
Just he's, such a call. I had him in Detroit as an assistant, and he was just so much fun to talk to just as a human being. He's just a great family guy, just a calming influence, and never gets rattled. And so he's so consistent. He's been great for this young ball club to come into work every day. And you'd never know, the night before if the Cavs won or lost based on his demeanor. He's just so professional and treats people the right way, whether it's broadcasters or training staff or players or assistant coaches. So my guess is everybody knows that about him, but he's got one of the best whistles in the NBA. We're going to do a feature on that coming up. It's Phil Jackson-esque, where he doesn't need an actual whistle. He just uses his two fingers and catches everybody's attention. So maybe that's something that the average fan didn't realize.
Yeah, he's pretty serious with that. How about the other Larry, Fred? You're talking about developing players, and here Larry Nance Jr. has had 6 straight double-doubles. First time in his career he's had more than 3 double-doubles in a row. And you're seeing things from Larry that we haven't seen before. What have you liked most from what you've seen from him this year?
Just eating the glass right now. In the month of February, he's number one in offensive rebounding. I know it's not a tremendous sample, but it is what it is. And number two in overall rebounding in February. So not only is he taking the leap there, but I think he's really taking a leap as that voice, that leader, because not only is he proving it on the floor, but he's proud to be a Northeast Ohioan, proud to be a Cavalier, and you can't buy that. You just can't. And so, I'm proud of him because he's stepped into that role and leading by example and leading by voice, but not imposing his will and not trying to be this fake leader, you know what I'm saying? So, and I think that's only going to continue to grow as this team has more success and Larry has more success. And, he's shooting the ball pretty well. He's worked on that part of his craft too, where you got to guard him at the 3-point line. So, I just like what I see from him, in those areas for sure.
It's interesting, Fred, because when Campy and I are sitting there watching the games and listening to you and Austin, and we see Larry shoot that 3, I've said to Campy, I said, it's not exactly the same form, but he reminds me of Matt Bonner, who was in San Antonio and developed that 3-point shot. And Larry's has kind of come out of nowhere because he didn't shoot it before. And it kind of puts it off to the side just a little bit. But that became Bonner's huge weapon. Larry can do so much more than that. And, you know, if he can keep growing, it could be really interesting to see what becomes of Larry's career.
Yeah, Red Rocket from Toronto, yeah. And, you know, John Henson, for example, was, I go back to him, he was asked to shoot threes by Mike Budenholzer this particular offseason and training camp and added the corner three to his weaponry. So it's a big part of offenses, as we know. Brook Lopez, what he's done, reinventing himself, Marcus Sol, to a lesser degree. But big guys who can shoot the three, Jared Allen hit one the other night. We'll see him for Brooklyn. So you got to guard guys out there.
Yeah.
And when you can spread the floor and make defenses honest, then you know, that opens up things for your teammates and for yourself.
All right, Fred, most important question I'm going to ask you. Did you and Beth watch the Westminster Dog Show with the dogs last night?
Yes.
And did you watch it? And what I just, you know, I think when the poodles don't win, I'm not happy. I'm not a happy guy about that.
Well, we're a family of Bichons, and Buddy, our oldest, barked incessantly for 35 minutes all through it. I'm trying to do work, and Buddy just won't shut up because he watches television and watches dogs. And so now we're going to keep this on a loop. So when we go out of town or we go away for a few hours, we'll just play the Westminster Dog Show and it'll tire himself out.
But was Buddy just mad about the way the thing turned out in the end, or just?
Oh yeah. He felt disarmed. He just felt that the Bichon race was disrespected and felt that the Bichon should have won. So
I totally agree. I think Buddy's right on, dead spot on, right there.
Yeah. Yeah, he said a few unmentionables there, and I got to talk to Buddy about cleaning his mouth up a little bit.
All right, otherwise you're going to get fined. Thanks, Fred.
Exactly.
We appreciate it. We'll watch for you tonight on Fox Sports Ohio with the guy who's sitting across from me. What's your name again?
Okay.
Jeff.
That'd be me.
Thanks, Fred.
Thank you, Fred.
Okay, always a pleasure.
Fred McLeod?
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.